Going a bit out on a limb, world music commentator Milo Miles hails the Turium Quartet from St. Petersburg. He says it's the ideal band for Russia right now, a group that couldn't have existed in the past, but with a strong sense of history and plunging into an uncertain future.
What I know about Russian folk ensembles wouldn't even fill a vodka shot glass. So my enthusiasm for the Turium Quartet has everything to do with their wit and brio and nothing to do with their authenticity or virtuosity, though they're certainly adept with their instruments. And the instrumental makeup of the quartet is slightly odd by Western standards. Andrei Smirnov plays a species of accordion with such a soulful, melancholy tone that it must have been a violin in another life. Igor Ponomarenko and Andrei Konstantinov pluck domras, which are a bit like mandolins and a bit like banjos. And finally, Mikhail Dzudzi plays the very uncommon bass balalaika, which looks like a triangular card table with three strings attached. Their debut U.S. album is called simply Turium, and most of the tunes on it are short and speedy. The 14 tracks are not quite 40 minutes long. This suggests that their closest counterpart over here may be a bluegrass ensemble. Turium Quartet also display a peculiarly Russian mordant humor and play numerous bits of musical satire. They are going to be irreverent whether you balalaika it or not. Now, if you wince too hard at that, you might have trouble with Turium because some of the quartet's jokes are almost that flagrant. The Turium album includes some pleasant self-effacing variations on Swan Lake and a few more somber experimental cuts as well. These are the quartet's most arresting accomplishments, unclassifiable meditations that suggest twilight rituals in a Siberian fairy tale. With all of Russia's agonies at the moment, the Turium Quartet is a spot of good news indeed.
Milo Miles is a freelance writer based in Boston. The Turium Quartet's album is on the Real World label.